Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, September 10th. You'll be interested to know, 165 years ago, today in 1846, Elias Howe was granted a patent for his lock-stitch sewing machine, a momentous human achievement that revolutionized garment manufacture and transformed the textile industry, making clothing more accessible and affordable. This invention, born in Cambridge, Massachusetts, stands as a testament to ingenuity, perseverance, and the power of innovation to uplift everyday life. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Wednesday at Tourmaline. This morning, it's looking fair with waves around 2 to 4 feet. Conditions hold steady through midday before bumping up to 3+ feet by early afternoon. Winds are onshore at about 6 miles per hour now, increasing to 10 miles per hour later on. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 2-foot incoming low tide when the southwest swell is 2 feet at 15 seconds and the onshore wind is 5 mile per hour. The first high tide on Wednesday will be 6 feet at 11:15 a.m., followed by a 1/2-foot low tide just before 6. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 72 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions start off clean with waves at 2 to 3 feet on Thursday, but choppy conditions develop by afternoon. Friday maintains similar size, with clean 2 to 3 foot sets early, turning fair later. By Saturday, expect a steady increase in swell, reaching 3+ feet with choppy conditions, but improving by evening for cleaner waves. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 69 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:03 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:31. It looks like we're in for a partly sunny day with a high near 74 and a light west wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour, gusting up to 20. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low around 65 and a light northwest wind. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies on Thursday with a high near 74 and a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts as high as 20. Thursday night will be mostly cloudy with a low around 63. Friday brings mostly sunny conditions with a high near 74. Friday night will remain mostly cloudy with a low around 63. Saturday continues with mostly sunny skies at a high near 74. Saturday night sees patchy fog after 5 a.m., remaining mostly cloudy with a low around 63. Sunday starts with patchy fog before 11 a.m., followed by mostly sunny skies and a high near 75. Sunday night will be mostly cloudy with a low around 63. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in La Jolla, a nonprofit group is taking a stand against the city of San Diego, countersuing in an effort to make La Jolla an independent municipality. The Association for the City of La Jolla has filed a counteraction to void the city's lawsuit, arguing it obstructs democratic participation and is a meritless attempt to silence public interest efforts. The city claims that the incorporation review process would cause substantial irreparable harm due to costs, but the group insists that the decision should ultimately rest with the voters. Ward members are optimistic about the campaign, emphasizing the need for community support and fundraising, estimating between $6 million and $8 million is necessary for a successful campaign. Now on to sports. The NFL Power Rankings entering Week 2 reveal that the Kansas City Chiefs find themselves in last place in the AFC West, following an opening week loss to the Los Angeles Chargers, putting them at 0 wins and 1 loss. The Chargers, Denver Broncos, and Las Vegas Raiders are all 1-0, highlighting the challenges ahead for the Chiefs. With injuries and suspensions affecting their offense, the Chiefs face tough upcoming games against the Philadelphia Eagles, Baltimore Ravens, Jacksonville Jaguars, and Detroit Lions. Other rankings show teams like the New Orleans Saints and Miami Dolphins struggling, while the Green Bay Packers stood out with a complete performance. The Philadelphia Eagles remain at the top, showcasing their defensive strength and smart off-season moves. In local sports, last night at Petco Park, the Padres lost to the Reds 2-4. Stephenson hit a 2-run homer in the ninth to lift Cincinnati over San Diego. Phillips earned the win with 1 inning pitched and 1 hit allowed. Suarez was tagged with a loss after 1 inning and 1 run allowed. The Padres finished with 3 hits, 1 error, and left 4 runners on base. San Diego's record now stands at 79-66. Tonight, the Padres clash with the Reds again at Petco Park in San Diego for the final game of this 3-game series. Nick Pivetta is 13-5 with a 2.85 earned run average, faces Andrew Abbott, who is 8-6 with a 2.88. First pitch is at 5:40 under clear skies at a mild 73 degrees. In top news, iPhone 17 Pro and Pro Max are Apple's latest flagships, introduced yesterday with a focus on performance and pro-level photography. These models feature a vapor chamber cooling system, which allows for sustained high performance during demanding tasks. The A19 Pro chip promises up to 40% better sustained performance. Durability is enhanced with Ceramic Shield 2, offering greater scratch resistance. The Super Retina XDR display reaches 3,000 nits of brightness. With larger batteries, users can enjoy extended video playback. The prices start at $1,099 for the Pro model and $1,199 for the Pro Max. In business news, the latest numbers indicate that job growth for the year through March was significantly lower than government reports suggested. The Bureau of Labor Statistics marked down previously reported net payroll gains by 911,000 in the 12 months through March. Instead of adding about 1,800,000 positions, the U.S. economy created only 847,000 jobs. These revisions likely will not prompt the Federal Reserve to implement a half percentage point rate cut next week. While the revisions suggest a slowdown in job growth, they do not significantly alter the current labor picture. Analysts remain cautious about interpreting these preliminary estimates. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% to $111,000. Ethereum is unchanged at just over $4,300. And XRP is unchanged at $2.94. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. BMW and Mercedes-Benz are challenging Tesla with new luxury sport utility vehicles, marking Europe's most ambitious effort to catch up with United States and Chinese technology. Tesla's Model Y transformed the auto industry, becoming the best-selling vehicle globally. Recently, BMW and Mercedes-Benz unveiled electric models that promise to satisfy consumer demand for high-end European brands. These new sport utility vehicles will travel farther and charge faster than most electric vehicles today. Mercedes revealed its electric GLC in Munich, while BMW showcased its new X3, describing it as a once-in-a-lifetime moment for the brand. The new models are set to reach U.S. showrooms next year. And in entertainment news, Wake Up Dead Man adds a delightfully dark twist to Knives Out. On the third day of the Toronto International Film Festival, director Rian Johnson exclaimed, "We're going back to church," referring to the film's gothic inspirations from Edgar Allan Poe. The new Benoit Blanc mystery feels darker and more spiritual than its predecessors, while still being twisting and hilarious. Johnson masterfully gilds an incredible cascade of twists, leading to a powerfully emotional crescendo. The film opens in select theaters on November 26, before streaming on Netflix on December 12. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and visionary, Charles F. Kettering. And he said, "The world hates change, yet it is the only thing that has brought progress." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.